Pensacola. It's Pensacola Morning News. It is 5:10 in the morning, and Andrew's not here. That's it's the loudmouth, Bob. Bobby and Candy.
It's mouths and
yes, that's true.
This is exciting. Oh, are you not talking?
Oh, good morning.
Ah! It's Jenna Parr.
Why is she being so quiet all of a sudden?
I know. Like, did something happen? I miss you. This is so great.
I'm still
somebody was in my spot.
Up.
It's you. It's like I was all over the place.
I definitely okay. surprised Candy this
yes!
morning.
Yes.
It's going to be a good morning.
That it is.
Okay. And my mic's off.
Maybe not for Trump, though.
Not for Trump. And that's where we'll start right now. So in case you missed it last night, Georgia grand jury. I mean, we knew it was coming. We knew that they were going to make their indictments. It has come down. 41 count RICO indictment unsealed in Georgia. And there's 13 felonies against Trump, 18 other defendants besides Trump are being charged, including a name you might be familiar with, Rudy Giuliani. And this is all pertaining to election interference. And the indictment lists four major areas of criminality. Then you've got none of the 41 charges allow for probation. Prison time is required for any conviction. So this goes back to a story we talked about yesterday, and Jenna, you weren't here, but 48% of Republicans in Iowa say that if Trump goes to jail, they want him to keep campaigning from jail. From
48%?
48%.
In Iowa.
That's pretty impressive.
And if it's like that
though.
In Iowa, you know it's going to be like that in other places too.
Yeah. And so what's the point in that? Is that just to like prove that no matter what, like they're going down with this ship, they're going to keep going?
Well, that's one thing I've been trying to figure out. Like, why? Okay, this is going to be a little controversial statement, but every time there's another indictment against Trump, that to me goes, the dude's just too toxic. Let's move on to somebody else.
You think that?
Yeah, that's me.
You're like, okay, this is getting too much of like Days of Our Lives drama.
Yes, basically, yeah, just too much drama. Look, they hate him too much. They're not going to let this be a fair election.
It's distracting from what needs to get done.
Exactly. It's distracting from issues
and
from actual political issues and stuff. And it's like, look, and so I know it's controversial to say that because people go, well, then you're just letting them win. And I'm like, well, I'm not letting them win. I think we have good candidates as an option. Like if we had crappy candidates, like Lindsey Graham was running for president, I'd be like, well, let's stick with Trump.
Yawn.
But we have Tim Scott. We have Nikki Haley. We have Vivek Ramaswamy. We've got Governor DeSantis.
Very brilliant.
We have
leaders.
Yeah. We have
want to actually
good options.
Make change without tweeting something, right?
Without offending everybody and without having an ego so big
Very
that
big.
It creates a big target on your back.
Right.
I mean,
understand that.
So, for me, every time there's like a new indictment and new whatever, it's just like, all right, let's move on from Trump.
It definitely seems like, you know, people do not like him. Like, he is unliked. And I'd say at the same time, though, his devout followers and.
Devout followers? Like, he's a religious
leader? Yeah, I know. I listened to that and you heard as I. Trailed out of my thoughts into.
I'm getting indictment fatigue. Like it just seems, you know what
him.
I mean. You don't
For
even
him.
Notice. It's like when you keep snoozing your alarm. It's like, oh, what's another one?
Yeah,
what's another
exactly.
one?
Exactly.
I'm just saying, like I don't even notice.
This
and
is the
I work here
one.
At News Radio.
Yeah,
yeah I know. That
I know.
It is.
I actually
know
had
it
to
is.
Go
That's
back
a lot,
and count.
Though.
It is a lot, especially for a former sitting president.
Yep.
And on top of that, though, people I know are saying, "Well, we have to set." A standard that this one president who stands for many different things, and quite frankly, he did get a lot of things passed while he was in office, maybe that needed to be passed that wasn't done under Obama, but he was disliked by the far left extremely, and they wanted him to suffer.
But that goes back to what I was saying before, is like because of their dislike, though. It distracts from issues, and it distracts from policy. It distracts from like,
are you kidding me? This was a giant episode. The past, I feel like, since 2015 and he started campaigning, was like a just a long, prolonged episode of the Jersey Shore. I mean, orange people yelling at each other. You know, it's just like anger and stuff needed to get done. You know what I mean? Like, come on, what's the real problem here? And so it's distracting. And the thing is, though, you know, I just feel at this point it's exhausted. It's exhausted. Once this is done, what's next? I mean, he already is going to be in court in March, yes. Right?
Yeah.
So, and the poor guy, what is he going to be in 8 different prisons at once?
I did see this. Trump's trial will be televised. So, more drama for us to watch.
This is exciting, actually. Yeah. Like on Court TV?
Yeah, Court TV.
Oh my gosh. I really hope that they have somebody like Judge Judy.
That would be hilarious if Judge Judy was like the one that's going to be handling this whole thing.
Is there like a poll for that? Because I would definitely vote.
If we, the people, got to choose who the judge is going to be, that would definitely make it a lot more interesting.
This is starting. Yeah. Now we're spicing it up. More indictments. Here we go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's get some more indictments so we can get people. But all right. So Trump, he's campaigning on these indictments and has been. His argument is, and he did it again last night, as soon as this came out, he went to Truth Social and said, if they're coming after me like this, you're next.
Who is?
Trump's saying, the left, the unconstitutional left, they're coming after
next?
Me.
Me?
You, yes, the
they're
people.
They're coming after me?
They'll come after any conservative. They'll come after any...
They should come after you, Jeff.
they're coming after. He's saying, but basically his argument is, look, if they're willing to come after me, a former president, a billionaire, a leader, blah blah, then they're easily going to come after you. So if you want to stop this from happening, you need to support me. So that's his argument. So my thing is like, this dude's toxic. Let's go with another leader who's going to be just as good, if not even better, being a constitutional president. Let's go with somebody like that.
I feel like there's
his argument is, but if you ignore what they're doing and you don't support me and try to fight back by supporting me, see, that's what he's doing. He goes, how do we fight this? How do we fight this? You fight this by giving me money and letting me and supporting me in my campaign, supporting me in the polls, supporting me in the thing, and show them that you know that this is a witch hunt and you're going to vote for me anyway. That's his argument.
It is partially a witch hunt. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I agree.
He's you know, definitely is an easy target. So I think at this point, though, I understand that case that he's trying to make for himself and for people to, you know, stand up for what they believe is right. I think now we're just going to watch it unfold. And unfortunately, people chose to join his narrative of the election was stolen and whatever it was. And so now other people are going down with him.
No, so I agree. Here's what I'll say. Is it political persecution? Is it a political witch hunt? Or is it just political hypocrisy?
It's both.
So I've pointed out many times it's political hypocrisy, and I think you're right. It's both. It's definitely political hypocrisy. The mainstream media, Department of Justice, has never gone after like Obama or the Bidens or Hillary Clinton with the fervor that they've gone after Trump for the past 6 years or whatever.
Oh, never once.
I think that's an understatement. So yeah.
Like,
go ahead.
It is such an understatement, Candy, because, I mean, think about what has happened, though, alone. Like, I go back to, and I know I'm going to beat this dead horse, and I've talked about it before on air, is the entire Jeffrey Epstein case. Everything about him being a trafficker with Ghislaine Maxwell, that entire situation, and how it is not being, that should be uncovered, uprooted. All the light should be shown on
it. It was a big story
for
like a month.
Yeah.
And then it just...
For it to expose elites being a part of human trafficking, but it was snuffed.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wanted to talk about it. This is just too hard to talk about. Let's talk about Trump paying off a porn star. I don't want to talk about a porn star. No. Yeah. Like, instead, it was their narrative, what they wanted to focus on. And when I say they, I mean the mainstream, heavy mainstream medias that uphold it, as well as our governmental leaders. And so he was an easy target. He had quick tweet and thumbs, so it made it easier. And then, yeah, he had a huge, quote-unquote, following and support that was willing to go along with him and still is willing. And honestly, I think he's going to win in all this no matter what.
Yeah.
He's DJ Khaled. That's it.
I don't think he's going to... I think at some point he's going to... I can say you're going to pull the song up. Well, here's, let me read a couple texts. Amen, Jenna. 1,000% political prosecution. Until these, I didn't pay attention. Nobody cares. But this sounds insane. And then another text. I couldn't disagree more. I guarantee they will do this to any Republican candidate from now on.
Any. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Trump's motto right here. This is the end of our republic if people get lazy and let this pass. I'm not sure they will ever allow another Republican to get elected anyway, so a republic may already be over, regardless of how you or I feel about Trump. And there is, I do, there's a part of me that kind of agrees with that too, because, I mean, I look at George W. Bush. I was not a big George W. Bush fan, but
the Cabbage Patch Doll.
Same thing. Left went after him like crazy. Like, he was never let alone his whole presidency. He was never let, except for a small period of time right after 9/11.
Yeah.
Where he kind of had the support from the mainstream media and everything. But then a short time after that, man, they were after him again. And so I understand that. I understand where they're coming out of this as well, but I just don't think they'll be coming after, I don't know. There's a fervor against Trump that we've not seen before.
Yeah. I mean, and again, it goes back to people who are major conspiracy theorists, I'm air quoting, you know, or extreme right followers. And I love those people as well, right? Who go, why are they going after him so hard? Much harder than any other Republican sitting president, any president at all. There must be something about him, things that he is doing that they don't like, because he's going to get these things, he's going to get things done. Why are they shaking in their boots? And so I like to ask questions. I like to keep my mind open. You know, I try to be as understanding as possible when it comes to every side of the story. However, you can't sit here and tell me that anybody else will be persecuted, prosecuted, and eviscerated as much as Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, I see that as well. I agree with Chris Rock saying these indictments were just going to push him into the White House. And that's kind of what we've seen. He's gained even more support with every indictment that's happened. So 83 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of 97 today. Heat advisory. We have a heat advisory once again. Yes.
I thought there was a cool front coming.
Yeah, you.
don't know when that would be.
Fresh air in the studio. This is great.
Looking at the next 7 days, it's going to be in the mid to high 90s all week long. We do now have actually two storms that have developed in the Atlantic now. There's just a small chance that they might actually develop big enough to be a concern, but the fact that it's just been quiet for so long, the fact that there's anything going on there is just something we've got to keep an eye on. But coming up here next, we'll get an update from David Wayne over the newsroom right here on News Radio 923.
What would you think of a car mechanic that, when you took your car in to see him, said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't, like, personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Jenna joining me as well. And, of course, Candy over here.
Good morning, Candy.
Exciting.
And then we've got David over in the newsroom. In fact, David, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, good morning. Wildfires in Hawaii have now claimed at least 99 lives. Monday, Governor Josh Green there said that more than 80% of the structures that have been destroyed have been residential, and he says housing for the displaced is now their top priority. He applauded people who've taken survivors into their homes. Damage so far estimated at $5.5 billion. 6 law enforcement officers in Mississippi have now pleaded guilty to state charges connected to the torture of 2 black men. That incident happened in January with the 6 law enforcement officers kicking down the door of a residence where the 2 men were living. Apparently, there was no warrant. The officers then assaulted the men for hours, with one of them being shot. And Mark Zuckerberg says he doesn't think Elon Musk is serious about that MMA fight. He wrote in a Threads post that, quote, Elon isn't serious and it's time to move on. They'd been talking about the cage match. Of course, Elon Musk says he may need a minor surgery, so he doesn't know when that could happen.
Okay,
you got to be in, you know, tip-top shape for a big fight like that.
But you do know that Mark Zuckerberg's like a double black belt or something like that.
Oh yeah,
like he just won some big Taekwondo contest.
Yeah, but he's like 5'2", right?
Zuck? No, he's like 6 foot.
Zuckerberg is?
He does look
a lot shorter,
a lot more intimidating.
And Elon
Musk
looks.
Yeah, but he's.
You think?
Are you kidding me? This is like the celebrity death match we've been waiting for.
Thank you, Jenna Barr.
Yeah, it has to happen.
Remember the old MTV celebrity death match? That was awesome.
In Claymation.
Yeah, Claymation.
In Claymation, it was so vulgar and vile.
It was great.
It was awesome.
You remember, like, waiting for somebody. I know. You always wanted to see who's going to come out next. That's how you take care of problems.
That's true. This one would be. But, I mean, Zuck just won, like, a big major, like, tournament. Like, Taekwondo tournament or something in California. So, I wouldn't want to mess with them.
Well, do you want 2 people in charge of 2 of our social utilities, like, fighting each other so they have brain damage possibly after? Because I don't.
Probably not so great.
Yeah.
But
they need ringers. Or what are they called, where you can send other people in for
them? Oh, yeah.
Like the batters that...
They just have their assigned person.
Yes, they need stunt people.
Go fight for
like
me.
Like David Wayne.
Yeah.
That's right. Wait, hold on. What? Who?
David would be jumping off the ropes.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd be doing the rope style kind, but yeah. 1,400 people. That's the last number I saw, the number of people displaced in Maui. And Maui is not like the big island of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. There's not housing for them.
No.
And so they're trying to bring tents and everything in there right now. And they could be in tents for months and months and months before they have any kind of... I mean, it's not like they can just bring FEMA trailers over real quick either.
And word is that they're not getting much help.
Yeah.
So. It's very sad. Heartbreaking for sure.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time for Maui to recover from this, unfortunately. So, all right, it is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy, David, all right here filling in for Andrew. It takes four of us.
News. I'm CJ Pop. A fresh set of accusations against former President Donald Trump. State charges from a Georgia prosecutor. Fox's Brooke Seaman spoke exclusively with Trump.
As his fourth indictment comes during a dark period for our country, but he won't let it stop him. Now, President Trump told me, quote, this politically inspired indictment, which could have been brought close to 3 years ago, was tailored for placement right smack in the middle of my political campaign.
18 other associates of Trump are also facing state charges. 99 now confirmed dead in Hawaii 1 week after the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history.
Over 1 million pounds of food has been delivered, and services such as and supplies such as food, water, diapers, baby formula are going out.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green. President Biden visits Milwaukee today, touting his work with the economy. Tomorrow marks 1 year since the signing of the Inflation Reduction Act. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, it is 83 degrees, that heat index, right around the triple digit mark, and that heat just isn't letting up anytime soon. We're in store for yet another dangerously hot day. The National Weather Service has heat advisories in effect across the state. Heat index values up to 112 expected today. So, of course, take precautions if you're going to be outdoors. And we'll have more on that with Brooke Richardson in just a couple of minutes in our weather forecast. A rape case involving a 59-year-old Pensacola man will not be moving forward. According to Channel 3, charges were dropped. The case was dismissed against Sandor Bozar, the man who reportedly calls himself the Sandman. Back in December, Bozar was accused of raping a girl inside his home after she missed a school bus. The case, however, will not move forward because the mother would reportedly not allow the child to testify. The state attorney's office says without victim testimony, they wouldn't be able to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. Congressman Matt Gaetz can be counted in among House Republicans skeptical of the special counsel appointment of David Weiss to investigate Hunter Biden.
The Biden Justice Department would want you to believe that the appointment of someone from inside the Biden Justice Department in violation of law, as you pointed out, is somehow a basis to move the ball forward on investigating the Bidens.
Gaetz says rather it's an effort to cloak the activities of not only the Biden family, but the Justice Department as a whole. Weiss, who was an appointee of former President Trump, was brought on as a special counsel as a way to address Republican criticism of the investigative process. The group leading the effort to possibly incorporate Perdido Key is meeting next week. They'll present the feasibility study results that have been recently completed. News Radio's Joe Ford with more.
The meeting will take place next Monday at 6:30 at the Liberty Church on South Blue Angel Parkway. BJM Consulting has completed its six-month study and will provide residents details that include a five-year general fund budget projection as well as a summary of tax revenues that would turn over to the proposed town. We Are Perdido says they plan to submit that study to the area's legislative delegation for review. If you're not able to attend, it will be live-streamed on We Are Perdido's YouTube channel. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Governor DeSantis apparently wants peace with Disney. DeSantis telling CNBC yesterday he's willing to talk to Disney's CEO, Bob Iger. Disney suing the state. DeSantis says the company should drop that suit because it's going to lose. He also says no one has made Disney more money recently than him because he allowed Disney parks to stay open during the pandemic. 5:34 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
We are under a heat advisory today. Temperatures warming up near 98 degrees, feeling much warmer with a 70% chance of rain. Cold front will move through. Temperatures drop slightly overnight into the 70s, 76 degrees for your overnight low. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a stray shower. Temperatures slightly drier with highs in near 94 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEA. ARTV Weather App. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 83 in Pensacola, 85 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton, and all around the area, we're already hovering right around that 100-degree heat index. Your next news at 6, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3, will help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. We're having this whole mob discussion off the air. I don't know.
Yeah, that was intense. About,
so.
Okay, because I started watching
Bobby
The Sopranos.
And Jenna? Really?
Okay, Candy? Yes, I know that you guys.
Bobby Rossi, he's a part of the mob.
Okay, don't
Bobby's
say that.
Part of the mob.
Don't say that. I know that's being funny. Okay, so no, I started watching
She's
Sopranos.
Really scared now.
And I know. Now I'm scared, now that you say that. No, but Jenna had lived for a good portion of her life in New Jersey, and yeah. I'm like, and I know you have an Italian background, so I was mm-hmm. like, I'm not trying to be, you know, but I've been watching Sopranos, and then it turned into this whole thing.
I just spent, like, an entire week with my family, and I noticed when I came back, I'm like, oh, my gosh, my Jersey draw accent got thicker in yeah. just the 5 days
great.
I spent with them, and, you know, but everybody lived. Mm-hmm. Nobody got wet.
I get why there needs to be an Italian
Anti-Defamation League.
Anti-Defamation League. They talk yeah. about it in The Sopranos too, mm-hmm. and it's like, God, because everything you see, except for like Moonstruck, yeah. which is a great film also.
Did you see did you happen to see the, it's a mini series that was on, it was either on Peacock, it wasn't on Peacock, it was on the other one. Oh, I just went blank. It's on one of the streaming shows mm-hmm. that's about the making of the Godfather movie.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
And it's yes. It's on.
Miles Teller in it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He plays the guy
Teller.
Okay. He's amazing. He plays the guy that produces this Godfather movie,
and
they had to work with an anti-defamation.
That's what I'm trying to remember.
Brain.
What's it called?
It's a Paramount.
Paramount.
It's on Paramount, yes. And it's great.
It is
yes,
worth
that's
it.
Why
to
I got
just pay
Paramount.
For it for a month.
Yeah, and maybe
watch that, and
then you go back and watch the Godfather, and you're like, yeah. And they bring in the anti-defamation league.
I forgot about that. I haven't seen that. Is it only on Paramount?
It's only on Paramount.
It is.
It's a mini series on there. It is so good.
Oh,
did you say you'll give her your password?
Yeah,
we're
dude.
Not supposed to say that. They'll come.
You haven't been around in a little bit. Yeah, I know. Gracie and I share a password. Andrew and I share passwords. So yeah.
All right.
We've shared
eat it, David. No,
okay.
Yes, we've shared passwords.
Yeah, we totally
too.
Would.
No. Oh, it is how it is. 5:40 here this morning on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy, and David filling in for Andrew this morning. 83 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 97 today, and another heat advisory. So watch your animals and your young kids.
Make sure your pet's got plenty of shade and water before you leave that house, and check on your elderly friends and
neighbors.
I had
a couple of people yesterday that came to me and said they heard my story about getting locked in the Corvette.
Oh, I was thinking about that yesterday.
And they were like, I could feel it with you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, it was scary. So you remember that, right? I called you.
Remember.
I was like freaking out.
These
are my last words, Jenna.
Yeah, exactly.
Experience. But he like barely had a phone. I thought you called me after it was all done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, so I almost just died.
Yeah, exactly. It was vicious. It was like 3 minutes.
So I need you to do my show.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was.
Literally, that was like the conversation.
Like 3 minutes in the car. I was like, this is it. That's how I go.
Hi, I'm Jenna Barr.
Listen,
Bobby's dead.
I literally.
Exactly how she would have opened. And you know that. And I love
anyway,
you, Jen. Yeah, so anyway. Yeah.
So.
Pretty much.
Now that we've covered nice light stories, how about some bad stories? Bad moms. We've had a couple bad mom stories here in the Pensacola area the last couple of days.
Oh, boy.
One was yesterday. Let me hit this one fast. Mom sells her 14-year-old daughter into pornography, I saw.
No. It's trafficking. First of all, that's trafficking of a minor. And so that child will be deemed, that child's under the age of 18.
It's out of Mobile, right?
Deemed C-sec, yeah.
CSEC, what's that?
So CSEC is the Center for Sexually Exploited Children.
Oh, okay. She's definitely exploited.
Well, yeah. So you have to, once you're certified through CSEC, then there is an entire process for that person. If they are caught, the pimp or the buyer, the John, is then prosecuted and to the highest level for trafficking. So in that case, that mom, which has happened for years, where parents and people have to understand that about 80% of our trafficking cases in America are familial.
From family. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They know them. They're familiar with them. It's their cousin. It's mom. It's their uncle. The grandparents. What was she going to do? It was like $400,000. What was it? What was the number
that she was
going to sell her daughter for?
Yeah.
Like, and then
for sex and pornography or to be used in pornography and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh my goodness. So
yeah. So she needs to go to prison forever and never come out.
Yeah. And so she's being held. I think I didn't see the bond, but yeah, she's definitely, people are not very happy with her. The other mom,
she's a bad mom,
is of course, late last week, we had this shooting at Home Depot. Kind of surprising story.
That was.
Then we find out that it was a young
terrifying.
lady. A lady was killed. Ugh. Then we find out that the shooter was only 20 years old, 20-year-old guy.
Well, she was only 18.
We discovered yesterday she's 18. They have a 2-year-old kid together. So she was 16.
It was a relationship.
Yes,
then.
It was a relationship.
It was domestic. Oh. Yes.
So
they had a kid when she was 16. He was 18 when they had the kid. And they have not really been together. They've been kind of off and. You know, they've had a bad relationship over the past couple of years.
It's definitely.
And then late last night, oh boy, Escambia County Sheriff.
Candy, buckle up. This is going to blow Candy's mind.
Escambia County Sheriff's Department went ahead and charged the mother of the shooter with principal to first degree murder.
What?
As they revealed texts between the shooter and the mother. Stuff like. She doesn't do anything. I have to read this. Their texting is horrid.
Their grammar.
Yeah, their grammar texting, yeah.
Is terrible.
She doesn't do nothing but cost me money and gave me a disease. I'm finna shoot her, okay? I hate that for our daughter, but I said I can't take it. IDGAF, no mo.
All right. He doesn't give a care note.
Yeah, he doesn't care anymore. And his mom responds, okay, I'll call you and tell you if you want to go to jail. I'll tell you where we can get close. If you don't come kill her, you a MFB. She basically called her son a B
if he doesn't go and kill her.
So she encouraged her son to kill her, his child's mother.
Then she's even saying, don't call your nanny because she'll talk you out
this
of it.
This is released. I mean, this is on Facebook.
I was wondering why they were holding it so
County
long.
Sheriff's Office
They've been investigating
Facebook.
This yeah. whole thing and they found out, oh, geez, this boy.
Yeah, this happened Friday afternoon, if you missed it. Yeah, Friday afternoon at 1:30 and they're shooting at Home Depot. Wow.
And then later, hold up, let me erase these texts because I don't want nobody to know I was texting you, stupid butt. And he goes, I already deleted mine. Trust me, I ain't going to say stuff about us talking about this today. And goes on and on. And then she basically sets it up. She's over here at the Home Depot right now. I'm waiting for, do you want me to get her to come outside?
No. Oh my God.
He's like, Mom literally says, don't shoot me.
Yeah, she's like, don't shoot me. I'm in the car. So I'll be by her, but make sure you don't shoot me. Just shoot her only and stuff like this. And she finally was like, he's like, I'll just go inside and get her. She's like, then I'm going to go to work. And
oh, my God. Let me know. It's picking up soda?
Like, let me know when it's done.
Like, it's picking up soda.
And it was like, oh.
Sorry, I mean Cokes.
My goodness.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. So, that's so awful. It's way worse than I thought.
So it's way worse. I mean, when you read the whole text that was released by the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, it just blows your mind. You're just like, this can't be his mom.
What the hell is wrong with his mother?
Yeah. This can't be his mom.
Exactly.
And yeah, the comments on social media and stuff, I mean, people are just like, we need good moms in the world. And like this thing is like
encouraging
her son.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to be supportive, but one, you know, I mean, that's a whole other, and then he just drives a block away to Mellow Mushroom and.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, went a block away to Mellow Mushroom. Guess had his last meal, and then calls the police and says, "Hey, I want to turn myself in."
Oh my gosh, that's so awful.
Yeah,
I mean, this is making national news and is surfing around, is surfing around social media, and it's kind of just though, honestly, yet again, I have to turn my little spin of a learning lesson on it. Okay. We already had the incidents, Carla.
Last year at the gym.
Right, at the gym. Carla. Right.
Oh, yeah. One thing I want to bring up real quick before we go into that. Now we've also discovered that this guy that shot her, this 20-year-old guy, had two other restraining orders against him.
Though.
All right, now get to Carla.
Oh, no. Okay,
from other women.
Yeah.
Okay. And.
So, Carla.
Carla, is it Williams?
Yes.
Okay. Who, you know, may she rest
Carla Williams,
peace,
yeah.
was, again, shot and killed by her former partner, right, in a domestic violence situation.
Kenan Farrow, right.
So, you know what? Like, at this point, you have one offense against you for domestic violence. You better be tiptoeing. And if they do it again, then it should just be at that point. I mean, there has to be jail time because we're seeing this pattern and we've seen it over and over and over again in the past 30 years, at least since, you know, I was little and witnessed it as a child in my own household, and nothing gets done. It's just like, oh, here's a little slap on the wrist. Yeah. Just don't come around.
Because we find out later that the guy who shot Carla Williams also had
several
restraining orders against him from other women.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are two situations we have right here in our community in Pensacola where domestic situations has ended up in death. In both situations, this individual, the shooter, was already pre-identified as being dangerous. But it's even more shocking here is that the mom was encouraging it. Yeah, you better go shoot her or you a bee. Like if you don't shoot her, then like it's like, oh my gosh, like she's encouraged him to go kill the mother of her grandchild.
Yeah,
like
it's
it's flabbergasting. The story happened right there. So that's unfortunate. update from Escambia County Sheriff's Department, but that's why it's taken so long for them to come out. Because like you said, it was Friday afternoon.
Yeah, it was
like,
Friday. EAR wasn't, neither were we. Nobody was reporting on the name or anything about it. Yeah, I just kept checking back because it's such an unusual. We were at Lowe's. I know it's not the same thing, but like that day. And it was just like, oh my God, those poor people like right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and golly, God, that's awful. It's way worse than I thought.
Way worse, unfortunately for that. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, except Andrew McKay's off. So Jenna Barr, Bobby Rossi right here, and we're filling in for Andrew. Of course, joined by Candy and David. Coming up here next, we get another update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Right now, it's 83 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be high 97. We got another heat advisory in the area. All right, coming up here next, a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom next on News Radio 92.3.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
If you started to notice recently that your parents are being different, you know, they're probably in their 60s or 70s, and you notice that they're maybe more forgetful, or you notice that they need help with cooking or cleaning or bathing or grooming or toileting, or maybe even you are providing this help, and maybe it's starting to get to be, you know, kind of too much for just you to handle. Look, I know nobody wants to think about this, nobody wants to admit what's happening, but your folks may need a little bit of extra help, and here's what you do. You call my friend John Horton. He's got a company called Assisted Living Locators, and his one job is to help your loved ones get the care and attention they need so they can live as independently as possible and still be taken care of, right? And see, once you decide that assisted living makes sense for your folks or loved ones, whoever it happens to be, then where do you go? I mean, there's like 30 different ones locally. He knows them all. He doesn't charge anything for this service, and he'll just help you figure it all out. Assisted Living Locators, John Horton, 712-0887, or online at assistedlivinglocators.com.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Why did this song make it so big?
There's nothing else in 1991 except for this and Kenny G. Am I right?
Was it 91 when 91? This came out? No. This 92? Is like 2000.
Oh, I promise you it wasn't.
Really?
No. This, I
thought this was like 2000.
I sing to this at the roller skating rink.
Okey-dokey. I had this on Kasingle.
On Kasingle?
I mean, I'm 29 years old, so I started. Yeah, okay.
I know. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
So when you were born is when it came out. Gotcha.
Yeah. Catwalk.
Oh,
yeah,
she's
no.
So right.
I told you.
Really?
Yeah. I had some ugly ass college roommates that were guys that were like, oh, this song. And I'm like, no, Scott. No.
Yeah. Keep it on, buddy.
Bless
keep it
y'all.
On. Yeah.
Cameron, I hope you're listening.
Just calling him out right
oh,
now.
Oh, I will too, man. Cameron moved to Orlando. Yeah, in your face.
Yeah, I don't. This song was bad. There's been a lot of songs that have been like hits that you're like, why? Like, this was one of them. Remember that one? It's like, oh, baby, you.
Got what
you
I
got
need.
What I need.
You like, say he's just a friend. I'll find that too later.
There you go.
Yeah, find that because whatever you guys are singing, I don't.
No, that's exactly how it sounds. You.
It's exactly.
Got what I need.
You got what I need.
You say he's.
You say
just
he's
a,
just a friend.
And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
Anyway, we're old. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy, and David. David, what you got going on in the news for us?
Well, the Fulton County, Georgia district attorney says former President Trump has until noon on Friday to voluntarily surrender after yesterday's indictment news. Democrat Fannie Willis says he was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn the state's election results, now facing felony racketeering charges and more than 97-page indictment, including 41 felony counts. The Trump campaign says the entire investigation is based on fabricated accusations. Another controversial migrant relief center opening in New York City this week. The shelter on state-owned land in a parking lot. Apparently, it'll serve up to 1,000 asylum seekers and hundreds of residents in that area protesting over the weekend. New York City projected to spend over $12 billion in the next 3 years to house migrants. And consumers are being encouraged to check their pantry shelves. Apparently, there's a Nestle Toll House product recall, Bobby.
Uh-oh.
Nestle recalling two batches of chocolate chip cookie dough break and bake cookie bar products. The products produced between April 24th and 25th could contain wood fragments, which is not what you want in your cookies.
Wood fragments?
Wood fragments.
It's fiber.
Wood
it's good fiber
yeah,
for
shut
you.
Shut up, David.
Is that pulp? Is it just
wood pulp. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
What is this brand of Toll House cookies? What is this?
Chocolate chip cookie dough break and bake bar products
I've
is what it
heard
says.
Of this.
And they have
delicious.
It's like a flat thing. I think.
Oh, it's a flat thing. You break up the.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Okay, I've seen those before. Okay.
But they've got the FDA website has the specifics on what batch number and all that they're looking for.
All right, gotcha. So. Did you see Wendy's is coming out with two new breakfast sandwiches?
No.
Oh, do tell me more.
English muffin style sandwiches. They're coming out with a bacon, egg and on an English muffin and a sausage egg McMuffin. Basically, it's like a McMuffin, but it's Wendy's version.
I love
it's
English
good
muffins.
Yeah, English
good.
Muffins with the eggs.
If you want to run the board
bacon.
For a minute, I'll go grab us some. Yeah. Are they out yet?
August 22nd. So, yeah. That's why I was letting you know.
You're the program director, Bobby. Can't you let Andrew have another month off, and then we can all do this, and I can go get Wendy's for us every day?
Go get Wendy's every day. They do have good breakfast over there, so with this stuff.
You got what I need.
Oh, now I hear what you're saying.
He's just a friend. You say
take it, Bobby.
Oh, baby, you. You got what I need.
Biz Markie.
You know this song,
like
David.
It. Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah. Everybody knows
this. This was so popular when I was like in eighth grade.
Oh, yeah, same. Eighth grade,
born.
Totally.
Or sixth. I don't know.
Totally. Sixth grade for me, too, not college. Actually, no. This was, when I was a teenager.
Artificial intelligence now can steal your passwords just by listening to you type.
Oh, God.
Actually,
better.
Yeah.
My fat fingers are giving it away.
Yeah, that's it. So type softly.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.